Welcome to Frugal SEO, the only SEO podcast where you can learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. In today's episode, I'll be talking about if you should add a podcast transcript to website for SEO. There has been a lot of talk, well, not recently, but in every single year ever since podcasts became popular, that transcripts could help your brand get more exposure and make your podcast more popular in a shorter amount of time. The principle is very simple. You take your podcast audio, put it into a transcript generator, get a transcript, lightly edit it, and completely post it on your website. This will help you rank more in Google and increase your chances of being successful in a short amount of time. Is this something that could prove beneficial? Well, it could be, but not necessarily. The thing is, people do this way too literally. I've seen people record 1 hour interviews, get the transcript, and post it on their website. Yeah, they will lightly change it, they will edit it, they will do these chat windows, for example, speaker 1, paste the paragraph, then go with speaker 2. But here's the problem, that completely sucks. I don't wanna be mean, I don't wanna be rude, but it does. Do you really think that someone's gonna sit down for 20 minutes to read a complete transcript of your interview? You probably won't do it either. So in a few words, taking your transcript and just publishing it just for the sake of increasing SEO under a wrong idea of what SEO is and how it can be helped won't get you any further. In this podcast episode, you'll learn about the right way of adding transcript, how to take full advantage of it, the do's and don'ts of adding a transcript, and two different tools that I personally use to add podcast transcript to my website, or at least kind of create articles through an audio file. If this is something that interests you and you want to create a website and grow it and get traffic to grow your website, your business, your podcast, get leads, and anything related with website growth, be sure to subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. With that being said, let's begin with a very simple question. Do you need a website to have a podcast? The answer is no, you do not need a website to have a podcast, but it's very much recommended. Having a website allows your brand and your podcast to increase its online presence and the chances of acquiring new podcast listeners. At the same time, it will avoid others from outranking you from your own show. For example, I don't have a website called Frugal SEO. This is something I know. If you look for Frugal SEO right now on Google, you won't get my podcast on the first result. It will be around the third or fourth result. Is this something that annoys me or anything? No, it's not. Even though my podcast is one of the best podcasts online for website growth, it's still not as big for me to even bother. As time goes on, I might work to get on the first result, but probably will leave it to that. The thing is, people are talking greatly about my podcast, but what happens if people don't? Let's say you're a restaurant and have a podcast. Your restaurant is called Paris Noodles, but your podcast is called Paris Cuisine. The problem would be that people looking for your website are not the same people looking for your podcast. If someone makes a bad review of your podcast, it will rank further than your own podcast name. This means that people looking for your podcast would get a bad review on the first result. And this is, of course, something that you don't want. So, is a website necessary if you have a podcast? Not entirely, but it's recommended if you want to avoid trolls and you want to increase the chances of showing up in the search engine results. I'll leave a guide in the description and a list of hosting services that I recommend every podcast owner to try out. They're both cheap, affordable, and reliable. So go to the show notes, click on the link, and have a read on the entire article I crafted just for you. So now that we know that a website is very much recommended, let's go to our main question, which is, should I add a podcast transcript or should I post a podcast transcript on my website? And the answer is yes, you should, but not as you have been doing it. And yeah, I know some of you don't know the benefits and are just trying to figure out if it's something to take advantage of, but a lot of podcasters read online how a transcript could help with your SEO and started creating transcripts and publishing them non-stop. The funny thing is that all these transcripts are doing is draining their pockets, since they are not making any money from them or getting any extra exposure. The thing with a transcript is that you should treat it as a separate piece of content. Yes, if you have a podcast which talks about the best ways to get traffic to your website, which by the way is a free ebook that I'll link in the comment section, so be sure to grab it. But if you have a podcast episode which talks about the best free ways to get traffic to your website, you can completely turn it into a blog post. But the thing is, you don't know if you'll be able to show up in Google for that search term. If you're a podcast listener, you know that keyword research plays a big role when it comes to showing up in Google. Unless you treat every podcast transcript as a separate piece of content and evaluate if it's worth publishing, you will only be wasting resources and time that you could spend creating better podcasts, getting more interviews, getting even a better setup, and other different things that will actually help you instead of just creating a transcript for the sake of feeling an illusion that it is helping SEO. All these podcasters who are publishing these transcripts are not seeing results at all, and the reason is very simple. The content sucks. It's not made with search intent in mind, it's not made with the user in mind, people are just publishing an interview that no one's reading. I mean, maybe you could show up in Google, but if people leave as soon as they arrive, or they read 20 seconds or a 15 minute read, let's just say it won't give the best signals to Google. Let's take a quick look of what we have talked about today. You know that a website is needed, and you know that transcripts can be a great way of gaining more exposure, but that you are most likely thinking it in the wrong way. What you want to do instead to really maximize the power of transcripts, or let's just change my words, to actually get something out of them, is to think of them as a blog post. So what you want to do is think about your podcast idea. You have this podcast idea, you execute it, and you publish it. Now, you want to think about which topics did that episode cover. For example, I have an interview with a friend where I talk about how to get clients. The thing is, that podcast is from an interview that took around 30 minutes to make, and it talks about very different things, although under the same topics. If I were to try to rank for how to get clients, it will be really unlikely to show up even on the second page of Google. So what you want to do instead when you have these interviews or just episodes in general is think about the very specific topics that you talk about. So let's say I talk about how to get clients. Maybe in one part of that episode, maybe I talk about how to get clients as a new freelancer from a third world country. Look, that's a very long phrase, but what you want to do is go to a keyword research tool. I'll link a lot of them in the description and you can check each one of them out. It's an article I created for you. But what you want to do with this idea, after you record the episode, you publish it, you want to look for that longer phrases or specific terms or specific ideas you talk about. Once you have them, you want to take that idea or seed keyword into a keyword research tool and guarantee that people are not only looking for it, but also that you will be able to rank. If you don't do this, you'll only be creating transcripts to publish on a website and keep it fresh, but no one will be able to find them or read them. If you want to create a website in order to give you hundreds, if not thousands, of monthly visitors to your podcast, you really must do this. You want to take SEO into consideration, but not adding transcripts because that's not enough, but actually create pieces of content based on things or topics people are searching for. So you take that long transcript, look for different long tail keywords people are looking for online, and create either one or multiple articles based on that transcript you got. Of course, you'll want to add new things, maybe remove them, or even tweak a thing or two. But the result will be an article based on a transcript you get, so it's much less time to edit, and also a traffic machine, lead machine, and basically ton of conversions based on a piece of content based on your podcast episode. If you want to go a step further, I will really take keyword research as a previous step to actually filming the episode. For example, all my podcast episodes are based on keywords that people are looking for but are not getting results from. That's why I'm getting snippets once people look for these terms. I'm also getting traffic from Google. And at the time of recording this, I'm being able to rank for these terms with a very new podcast just by choosing the right keywords. In terms of tools I have used, I personally prefer Otter.ai, which is a both mobile and browser app. It'll give you 600 minutes for free each month, and if you speak in a decent pace, it'll be really, really accurate. Another tool I use is called TEMI, T-E-M-I, and this tool is very advanced. It's an advanced speech recognition software, and to be honest, it's probably the most accurate I have found. Otter does have a free version, and I do recommend it, but TEMI is definitely the better choice if you want to pay for it. There are other alternatives such as Google Docs, HappyScribe, YouTube, but to be honest, this has been the two tools that I've used the most and have had the better success with. After hearing all this, you finally know that a website is very much recommended. You'll get traffic, leads, and conversions. You'll rank your podcast higher, but only as long as you do it right. Keyword research is not something to save your money on. You really want to invest in a keyword research tool, or at least the time to properly learn keyword research. You have two options. You either subscribe to the podcast and really learn from me, or you could hire a keyword researcher. I provide this service, so if you are needing one, please let me know or DM me on my Instagram, SEO for a blog, or if I happen to change it, be sure to check the show notes as I will link it in the comment section or show notes section. For more website growth tips, strategies, and knowledge, be sure to subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. And see you on the next episode.